Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, and this is a consultation from Comprehensive Counseling Center. Progress note is a medication review. Patient name is Frances McGill, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, M-C-G-I-L-L. Her date of birth is 01/09/1976. Date of evaluation is 9/29/2023, 11:30 a.m. Telephone number is 248-224-8577. Date of evaluation is 9/29/2023. Patient was seen via doxy on emergency basis. Patient has consented for evaluation. Subjective and objective data. Frances called my comprehensive counseling and wanted to make an appointment as she was discharged from Ponte General Hospital. Patient was admitted for about 10 days and was discharged on Abilify Aristada, A-R-I-S-T-A-D-A, a 2-month long-acting preparation. However, she did not receive any information at this time. She is going to pick up the information from the hospital. Frances described that she was admitted because she lost her control. I explained that her husband called me and I have recommended to bring to the St. John Oakland Hospital, but patient was very delusional and disorganized. She was not going anywhere. Therefore, she was admitted to Pontiac General Hospital. Currently, Frances described that she has been feeling better. She has been sleeping, eating all right. She is not feeling paranoid or having any problem of hallucinations. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings. Period. She describes she is not going to work in a nursing home. She has another job at UPS as a delivery lady. I further ask whether she can handle this job as it is a very stressful and she has to drive a lot. She describes she is very happy and her husband and her daughter both are agreed to take the job. She was alert and oriented. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, his speech was clear, motor activity was normal. She denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any perceptive feeling. She is aware about the situation. She knows the date, month and year, knows the name of the president, able to name objects or commands. I further explain that under the influence of the medication, it may be difficult for her sometime, especially if she develops restlessness in the form of akathisia, tremors, or dyskinesia. It is very hard. She has to monitor herself to which she agreed. She describes right now she is feeling fine and does not have any problem. She liked me to give her some melatonin for the sleep and also some multivitamin as she is not working and does not have any money to buy the prescription. Patient was cooperative, appropriate. I have provided insight into her difficulties. Also, risk and benefit of medication was discussed, to which she agreed. There was no involuntary movement. She looks calm, quiet. Her mood was happy. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. No sign of akathisia, restlessness, tremors, or dyskinesia was noted. Assessment, schizoaffective disorder, rural schizophrenia, chronic paranoid. Recently discharged from the hospital. Planned patient is due for Aristada 2-month injection on November the 6th. She wants me to give her multivitamin, which I recommend to take multivitamin 1 tablet daily, and melatonin 10 mg at bedtime. She can use on a PRN basis. A 30-day supply of the medications was ordered. Patient was explained that she should see a therapist that will help her to work on any psychosocial stress or any problem to avoid any decompensation. She described that at this time she will not want any therapy. She can handle situation by herself. She also gave permission to talk to her daughter in case if she calls sometimes in her case. I agreed to give a call if I get any call from her end of depression.